Hey, my friends, welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope you guys are having a terrific day. It's been ironic. Some of the blowback is actually bigger than I thought it was going to be from this Epstein situation that continues to get bigger and bigger and bigger. I'm not going to go over a ton of it today. You guys have already seen all the negative responses, comments, feedback from pretty much the entire United States. And yeah, this has gotten pretty crazy. I mean, I think everybody's starting to come to the realization. I was in Orlando last night with a couple of friends of mine, and they got a couple big contracting companies and construction companies, and even they were telling me this stuff that I already knew, though, but most people don't know. One buddy goes flat out. He goes, yeah. He goes, pretty much everybody's come to the conclusion that Epstein was Mossad, and he was running basically a honeypot program, getting young girls, procuring them for Congress and Senate and other individuals so they could blackmail them. And Israel's never going to have those files deleted or exposed or anything unless they have to do so. And, you know, the big, beautiful bill passes. This entire Epstein thing, they try to fizzle it out. And Netanyahu gets a red carpet rollout yesterday, ironically, just right when all this stuff comes out. I thought,
you know,
you look irritated.
I'm just trying not to blow.
Not yet. We're only 2 minutes in.
Camera.
Oh, boy.
All right. Let's go ahead.
I'm trying to keep this light when we start.
This ain't light.
Serious already, I know.
This ain't light today. Okay, number one, let us look at the facts here.
Yep.
We got a crap load of dual Israeli citizens in Congress and Senate.
Yeah.
James Traficant, further old congressman, now dead, said that basically the United States is being run by Israel. They control both houses. Said this on Sean Hannity. Now, we can pretend like he didn't say that. We can pretend like this isn't going on. And we can pretend like we didn't just drop bunker buster bombs on Iran.
Because Israel told us to.
Because Israel told us to. So let's step it back a notch and let's take a look at this. Let's go back, back, back. Ancient Canaanite religions. We'll do a little summary here real quick for those of you who've not heard this before. So you can either think that I'm enlightened about what's happening or that I'm crazier than a June bug. You're going to think one of two things now at that point right now. Okay. We've got a bunch of fallen angels that have been running this world with Lucifer since the beginning of time when he overthrew the Garden of Eden and Eve decided to eat from the forbidden tree. Got that going on right now. We've got a group of angels that don't get nourishment from God Almighty because they're changed, because they rebelled against him, and they require human sacrifice or some type of bloodletting or something going on to feed them, kind of like an energy vampire. Now, many of you are already turning the show off already. You're like, too much, too fast. No, we're not even getting started yet. Okay, so we got this group of things that are here. And they basically were doing all of this stuff from the ancient Canaanite religions with fertility rituals. And they were having sex. And then 9 months later, they were basically sacrificing their children to Baal, to Moloch, to Asherah, whatever his name was to be this time. It doesn't matter. Same entities. This group of entities started bloodlines. And they bred with humans. It says in Genesis 6, they were here before and after the flood. They created bloodlines around the world, who became the ruling class and the kings and the leaders and everything else. They basically corrupted the Catholic Church, became, you know, a giant, unbelievable institution selling indulgences. And then Martin Luther came in and said, hey, that's enough. We're not going to do this anymore. Jesus Christ, who basically created the heavens and the earth, came here in human form and died for us to restore our DNA back to that of the Father through his blood, through the use of scalar energy fields. But I won't go into that today. I've done that enough on the show already. This group of entities then have been controlling human activity and humankind through human sacrifice for thousands of years. This group decided that they wanted to go into Israel and start it over again and become, you know, in a non-extradition country, you know, about 200 years ago. And when they did this, Zionism was created. And then Darby built the Bible that we now call the Scofield Reference Bible that was basically stolen by Scofield, taking Israel and putting Israel into the middle of the end times. This was done by a guy who basically, you know, also blackmailed Woodrow Wilson, got us into World War One as far as with the getting a Supreme Court Justice Brandish under the Supreme Court. And this list just goes on and on and on until Israel was formed. Now, if you look at Otto Kahn, who basically did most of this stuff, you start to realize very quickly that, and Samuel Untermeyer, that you start to realize very, very quickly that there's an unseen hand that's been orchestrating this for years. It's where we are right now. Now, you just saw it. The hand got pulled out. The veil got released yesterday with that Jeffrey Epstein files. Okay? This same group of Mossad terrorists is what they are, CIA Mossad, came in with Jeffrey Epstein, who was Mossad, back in the 80s and started running a pedophilia ring. And it was done specifically for a honeypot trap to trap politicians and judges and congresspeople and local officials, it didn't matter who they were, into this ring of pedophilia with 12, Pam Bondi said 12 terabytes of information.
14 terabytes of information.
Hey, now we're talking about a room full of data here with the floppy disks and everything else. When they went into Jeffrey Epstein's residence in New York, they pulled literally a truckload of videotape, all kinds of stuff, with him having videotaped all these people having sex with young girls. But now, that never happened. But he was found guilty for this. Oh, yeah, and, you know, and he went to prison for this, but it never happened. And Ghislaine Maxwell's in prison right now, and it never happened. And now Pam Bondi is saying there were tens of thousands of videos of child sex trafficking, pedophilia, etc. Well, I'm going to read you this real quick. The only reason we can see for this shock announcement is that Team Trump, including the Donald, has joined the CIA FBI cover-up for the deep state. It's the biggest disaster to hit MAGA yet. And he adds the movement is coming unraveled everywhere over this. Numerous other MAGA media personalities are also quoted up in arms over the revelation and the articles. Think further about what this means about Trump covering up for big names. Even if no actual list exists, it would be easy at shooting fish in a barrel. Here we go. Listen, to go through the many Epstein videos and create your own list of the pedophiles.
That's exactly right.
Just you know, you got somebody committing a crime, or do we have the Hunter Biden laptop going on again? Nothing to see here.
That doesn't exist anymore now. That's nothing.
So we have troves, 14 terabytes of information of all types of congressional leaders and judges and who knows who else, Hollywood, everything, having sex with young girls. I mean, 10, 12-year-old girls. I mean, we're talking some serious perversion. And that's what we know about. Now, we don't know how much younger it goes than that, and we don't know what he was doing on his island in his temple. This guy was a real pervert. He was Kabbalist, Luciferian, synagogue of Satan when he was. So it'd be easy shooting fish in a barrel to go through the many Epstein videos and create your own list of all the pedophiles, the users of young girls. But Team Trump also said today that no images from the videos would ever be released in order to protect the young woman from further damage by this pedophilia. Wait a minute. Okay. You just admitted that you have videos of pedophilia acts. You can easily create your own list from the rich trove and use the videos as evidence. Moreover, if you don't want to protect all the mega-rich, mega-powerful people who frequented Epstein Island, such as maybe Trump himself, then why not make the videos public, but block out all the sexual parts and the young girls' faces while keeping the faces of the rich abusers fully in frame?
There you go.
That is making a good point. You don't have to protect the abusers in order to protect the abused children from further pedophilia abuse, so that's a bogus reason. Even if you refuse to go that far with the imagery, you can still easily create a list of girl abusers and go public with a list of names that you'll be taking to court. But it doesn't sound like that's going to happen either. Trump promised an unredacted list outside of any redaction absolutely essential for U.S. security. Bondi did too. A full list, and said, there's no list now. It doesn't exist. Sort of like during Trump 1.0 when his team delivered no effort at all to lock up killer Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
When everybody was saying, lock her up, which was encouraged and baited by Trump enough times for everyone to know who I'm alluding to here, Hillary Clinton. So all we have to say here is this.
He goes, so today we got tariffs going back up anywhere from 25 to 70%. That was released again today.
That's all that. Okay.
Above whatever tariffs other nations apply. And we've got total immunity, it sounds like, for the Epstein Island pedophile ring of baby-eating, pizza-eating, girl-raping lizards. I didn't say that. This man did. Okay, from the Daily Doom. I'm going to read that to you again. Okay. It sounds like for the Epstein Island pedophile ring of baby-eating, pizza-eating, girl-raping lizards. This is what these entities do, by the way. We don't want to be shaming the important people because, as Trump said about the Clintons, they're good people, or good lizards anyway. This is all coming from David Icke. Now, he didn't write this, but he talks about them being lizards. Come to think of it, that is also what he said about the likes of the people who ran over the BLM protesters with their cars, not because they got trapped in an angry mob and needed to break out of it, but by driving into the crowd in one case, just to mow them down, as many as the driver could. That's kind of a person the majority of U.S. voters selected as president. He turns the pedophiles, including the Clintons, free from their crimes, exonerates people who smashed in Capitol windows and brained cops with sticks, flagpoles, and fire extinguishers, you know, who arrived with gallows to hang Mike Pence, which is, now this is hyperbole, I don't agree with this. But the point is this, we have to ask ourselves a question. Why are they doing this? Because this Kabbalist synagogue of Satan that followed the Zohar, which was written in 72 AD, which is a group of basically Jewish soldiers wrote this, and they have the name, I think it was Ben-Gurion, I can't remember though. I did a whole show on it. Basically put together the ancient writings of the Egyptians, the Canaanite religions, into a how-to manual of witchcraft called the Zohar, which is the foundational work of the Kabbalists, the ones who wear the red strings around their wrists, who worship a snake in a tree called Ein Sof, which is a sex, death, pedophile cult. That's what runs the planet right now. So if you guys have stayed with me this long, you're thinking to myself, well, that makes sense. Well, it doesn't make sense, but it's pretty accurate. And you know, I don't think any of it makes sense. I think they're all crazy. These guys really like to rape children because the energy released from these kids during this act feeds them. And you think to yourself, well, we should tell everybody who they are. I got that. We know who a lot of them are. Part of the list was released already a couple years ago, if you remember. The problem with that is that where's the rest of the list? Because the Hollywood influencers who were released on the list, they were just that. They really weren't powerful enough people to control legislation in both houses of Congress.
That's, there you go.
Now, you think about it for a second.
They were fodder.
This big, beautiful bill, it was basically not doing much. And all of a sudden, we start talking about terabytes of information of pedophilia and tens of thousands of videos. Suddenly, that bill gets passed. And suddly, now,
there
all that
no
information.
There's no client list anymore. Now, right afterwards.
So, again, what's going to happen, the same thing happened with Jeffrey Epstein, did not kill himself memes that started after he basically was taken out of prison back to Israel, in my opinion, undergo plastic surgery and be given a bunch of young girls again, that pervert weirdo. I mean, he was like planning on cloning himself and having huge armies of people with his DNA. I mean, this guy was a nutbag. But the reality is Mossad doesn't kill Mossad. We got a minute of gap in the video of his cell.
Yeah.
You know how quickly you can move one person in and bring a corpse in, put down a dead body, say, oh, this is Jeffrey Epstein. No, Jeffrey Epstein's not dead. And neither is this list. This list is going to continue to be unpublished. We talked about this back in January when Pam Bondi got shut down. I've got the list on my desk. Remember that?
So this is funny now. She's backtracking. She's a big backtrack last night on it.
She has to.
Now she goes, well, I was referring to the list. I actually meant further files, not an actual client list. And then apparently in a cabinet meeting with Trump and other administrative officials, Bondi was asked a question by reporters about the Epstein case. Trump cut them off, said, are you still talking about Jeffrey Epstein? This guy's been talked about for years. I can't believe you're asking a question about Epstein.
He called him a creep and said, hey, we got Texas floods. So what we're going to do is we've got our little poop-throwing monkey,
yep,
which would be Mossad and the deep state. The guys who took down Building 7 is the easiest way to look at it, which most people still don't know about. If you don't know what I'm talking about, Building 7, on 9/11, the Solomon Building, which contained the evidence for, you know, Enron and a whole bunch of other FBI information, came down in its own footprint about 8 hours after the first plane was hit. Nobody hit it with a plane. It just fell down. Steel structure building.
It's on video.
It was on video. Mm-hmm. Building 7. Look it up. The same guys who did that are doing this. That makes it simple, doesn't it? So you pull the curtain back, you're going to find a bunch of Luciferian Kabbalah, Synagogue of Satan lackeys who answer to their master, Lucifer, who run this planet in its entirety and continue to push their narrative to us, trying to separate us from the Most High God. They don't want you to realize that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, that his blood sanctifies you through an eternal covenant with God Almighty, and that we have to go through him in order to obtain salvation to bring us back to God. And they don't want you to realize that when we pray, we release scalar energy fields, which change the fabric of space-time. They don't want you to know that. We talk about that stuff on this show and what Christianity really is. They want you to follow their lead and their God. Yesterday, I was talking to a friend of mine. And she basically had a near-death experience and went to heaven and spoke to God. Heaven is real. Death is a lie. We just leave here and change addresses. My dad used to say it this way, Austin. He'd talk about how his friend just checked out, like checked out of the hotel and checking into another hotel. Yeah. And so when you understand that we all check out of here and go to God or someplace that's not good, then you begin to realize very, very quickly that, you know, we have to maintain our relationship with God all the days of our life. We are being run by an ancient Canaanite death, sex, death cult.
Well, and that's why they're gaslighting everybody to no far end. I mean, this horrific tragedy in Texas with this girls' camp and this flooding. Now they're coming out. They're doing full-blown damage control gaslighting. They're saying far-right conspiracy theorists are spreading online in aftermath of the Texas floods. They're saying now that there is no government weather control. There is no such thing as weather modification. None of it happened. Nothing happened in Texas. Weather modification, it doesn't exist. Don't look at anything. We're not going to talk about anything that went on in Vietnam. We're not going to talk about the U.S. government and the Air Force releasing classified information that declassified in the 70s, discussing in detail how they operate weather warfare and weather modification. No, nothing to see here. Far-right conspiracy theory, and this is what you're starting to see more and more and more now. You're seeing this more with just full-blown gaslighting. We did nothing to do with that.
But remember what they had to do. You remember when they went into Dachau back in 45 after the end of World War II, they found out that the Jews and the other people who were the inmates and the slave labor people in those camps making armaments and munitions, remember there were 4.5 million Jews left alive in concentration camps at the end of World War II. If Hitler's main goal was genocide of the Jewish people, he wouldn't have left 4.5 million alive. They were slave labor. The problem with this is they have to have the ability to control these individuals. They couldn't do it with pills. They spit them out. They were too smart. You know, they're not just Jews here. There's a bunch of other. There was Germans. There was all kinds of people in these camps. And what was interesting about this is when we went into that camp and we saw the fact that they were using fluoride basically to control these individuals. Yep. It's like a Prozac type of product, and they were dumping it in there so high concentration they were making them servile and infertile. Their teeth were falling out from dental fluorosis. They started to realize that we needed to dumb down the population of the United States of America.
Yep.
Because we had enough boys out there that were real men. They'd get on a stinking landing craft on D-Day.
Yeah.
And they would just take the machine gun bullets into the chest and die right there on the spot. I mean, by the thousands. And we had they had the ability to take people and have them do that from nationalism and be willing to die for their country. They had to dumb the people down in this country. They had to get rid of the alpha males. Why do you think this stuff with Gloria Steinem and the CIA and the OSS all started in the 30s and the 40s and the 50s? It was all set to destroy the nuclear family. They had to turn the men into a bunch of wussies so the men wouldn't stand and protect their women anymore. Men, listen to me. You're supposed to provide and protect your woman, your girlfriend, your wife. Protect her and provide for her, period. She's supposed to raise the kids. You say, well, you sound like a misogynistic pig. I don't care anymore. Heck with it. You don't like what I say? Don't listen to the show. Men have – I've had enough of it. Women have a specific role. Men can't have babies. Got a newsflash for everybody. I don't care how many trannies want to pretend like they're a woman. They can't have children. Okay, we have a specific guideline that God gave us in his word. The women, now if they want to get a job or whatever they want to do to feel fulfilled or whatever they need from the poisoning they've been given through the Frankfurt School is one thing. But the reality is that if we don't maintain a nuclear family with women having children, men can't do it, and men providing for women, the whole thing comes apart and unravels. No civilization has ever survived what we're going through right now. None. We've got so many guys out there that are such candy boys. It's sickening to me. So many guys are going gay now because they can't find a girl to date, so they decide to date some dude. Are you joking me? Why don't you try a little bit harder first, you know? And no, it's awful. And the sad part about all of this stuff, all of this dilutes the nuclear family. It does. And then let's make sure we bring in a whole bunch of people from other cultures, Austin, by the tens of millions,
oh, yeah,
in order not to have the values of the United States anymore. It's sad. I'm telling them on a tear today. By the way, Texas flooded by climate engineering terrorists, according to Dane Whittington, yeah, who's a friend of mine, and he's absolutely right. Renowned climate engineering researcher Dane Whittington has been warning of profound damage being done to people because of climate engineering. For the latest evidence, look no further than the extreme flash flooding in Texas that happened recently, more than 100 dead and 160 still missing. Whittington says, with this event in Texas that just happened, the climate engineers, the AKA weather terrorists, overplayed their hand again. Now people are truly taking notice. There was nothing natural about this event. How bad does it have to get before people look up, wake up, stand up, and start to talk about all the biological chemical warfare taking place in our skies? Texas is a horrible event, and there are so many more like it happening all over the globe. And it's not just this. It's social media. It's all of the stuff that they do. Let's take care of everybody and keep them entertained.
Oh, yeah.
Let's give the food for the masses. Let's let them watch their porn. They've got to watch the porn instead of watching what's going on with the weather. You got to go watch your porn now rather look over the sky and watching chemtrails. They say, well, Florida passed a law against it. That is complete bogus nonsense. They're still spraying the crap out of us down here. We need to realize that this is real, and they're putting all of these other things. Now they're taking fluoride out of the water, which is a big deal here in Florida. That's a big deal. But the IQs are so damaged already, it's unbelievable. The vast majority of people, you try to talk to them about anything that we're talking about right now in this show, they look at you like a calf at a new gate, and they're so confused, they have no idea because they didn't hear it on the mainstream media, Austin.
That's exactly right.
And then they don't believe anything from the mainstream media because all they care about is how big Kim Kardashian's buttocks are or how big her boobs are or how many more naked pictures she wants to post online because that's what they know. It's unreal how the United States has fallen into such an unbelievable state of depravity, period.
You know what also the mainstream media hasn't covered at all? The CDC has now come out and said they're ending all emergency posture for the bird flu.
Doesn't exist.
Doesn't exist anymore now. We're not joking right here.
We don't have to kill any more chickens.
July 7th, on my birthday, reports of animal infections with avian influenza, H5N1, has declined. No human cases have been reported. Emergency flu, bird flu response was deactivated and transitioned back to regular program activity. Now, ironically, RFK Jr., which he was the spearhead in this, he's the one who got the $600 million Moderna bird flu vaccine contract canceled 2 months ago. Now, isn't it just ironic? Moderna is going to get over $600 million to produce another RNA shot to start injecting into chickens. And suddenly, that gets canceled by RFK Jr. And suddenly, H5N1 isn't a thing anymore. And suddenly, we don't have to be slaughtering 10, 15 million chickens. Suddenly, it's over with. I told you guys this last year when they were doing it. I said they were setting it up for another pandemic. That's what they were doing with Moderna. That's what the bird flu was. That's what this was doing.
And let me step it back. The same Kabbalist, Luciferian synagogue of Satan, lizards,
yeah,
that run everything we talked about already today, lizards. Let me explain to you why they use the term lizards. When Satan showed up in the garden, how did he show up? He showed up as a reptile, Austin. He showed up as a snake. Just thought I'd mention that to you. Apparently, there's some type of weird relationship between lizards and snakes and reptiles and these fallen ones.
The total contract, $766 million, almost $1 billion contract, including funds for development and potential purchase for Moderna. And they got it yanked out from RFK Jr. in May. And now suddenly, H5N1's not a thing anymore. I mean, what's ironic is you don't hear any mainstream media talking about this at all.
the CDC just came out and just dropped this bombshell on my birthday on July 7th that H5N1 isn't a thing. No more protocols, regular program activity, no emergency response at all anymore now.
There was no such thing to start with.
It wasn't at all.
The guys who killed the chickens made hundreds of billions of dollars on the eggs that were $12 a dozen.
And they went in. And they were doing this. I mean, I talked to guys that were basically that saw this. They were going in. They were PCR swabbing chickens. PCR testing.
And we already know PCR doesn't work.
They would find, it didn't matter, 2-3 chickens and a whole group of 10, 15, 20, 40, 50,000. Oh, the PCR test says they're positive for H5N1. All of them. Slaughter them all. Never in history have you seen something this moronic where you're starting to kill millions and millions and millions of livestock based off a nose swab or beak swab, I guess you could say.
No, I would disagree. I think the biggest thing that we've seen in history that has no bearing in facts is the fact that we injected 5 billion people with the doggone COVID shot with mRNA vaccine.
Gene therapy,
which they wouldn't even tell you what was in it, and people were forced into taking it because they were going to lose their jobs. I can't tell you how many people have told me, I so regret having taken that shot. I've had nothing but health problems.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and so that was the thing, wasn't it? Remember, we are in a petri dish for these ancient things that run the planet.
This is wild. Now, Pfizer has now pushed their deadline for their study of myocarditis in kids to adults under 21. They launched a study in November 2022, but it has not publicly released any data. Now it says the data won't be complete until November 2030.
That's stalling.
Really?
Really?
It says experts say the vaccine maker is attempting to delay disclosure of data that raises questions about the vaccine safety. Pfizer launched the study. It has not released anything. Last month, the FDA approved an updated version of the packet inserts. I talked about this for Pfizer and Moderna, stating in the package insert a strong warning about the risk of myocarditis and pericarditis.
Let me tell you how corrupt our scientific establishment is.
Yeah.
Just let me tell you this. You go to a major university. No names need to be mentioned here. And you say to them, we've got a new vaccine, and we want to make sure it gets approved. We're going to give you a $20 million grant in order to continue to do the research for us. But here are the results that we want.
Yep.
You say, well, they wouldn't do that. Well, they wouldn't put that in writing. No, but they'll tell the people they're giving the money to that. Yep. And so what happens, the people set up the protocols. When they did the aspartame studies and the tests, they put the aspartame in pellets that they knew the rats wouldn't eat, Austin. They didn't put it in the water. They put it in the doggone pellets. They knew they would. And if some pellets had aspartame, some pellets didn't have aspartame. So the rats were smart enough to nose around the bad pellets and eat the good pellets. Oh, there's no research showing that aspartame causes brain tumors, brain cancer, seizures, headaches, or optic nerve degradation. Oh, contraire, there are many research studies that have proven that. But when the FDA comes in and looks at it, they make sure that the parameters are set up in such a way that they get the results that they want.
Exactly right.
And that's what this is all about. You know, and so now they're saying, well, we can't even fudge the numbers on this. Yeah. We're giving all these people dying of myocarditis and pericarditis. This is awful. People dropping dead on the field and battle in sports. You know, they're going, what the heck? Trying to force the entire military to take this sludge. And so many of the guys walked out. I've got a friend of mine, and it's Dusty, and he was like a airborne ranger. And he told me, he said, so many of the military guys just quit.
Oh, yeah.
And he says, and they won't go back.
No.
Because they realize what kind of nightmare it really is to be in the military, and they don't want to deal with it anymore. And so you have to understand that they were given a choice, either getting kicked out or taking the sludge shot, period. Now, let's change topics. How harmful is vaping? More evidence is emerging. A new study found that high levels of heavy metals, there we go, on top of everything else, on top of the nicotine, heavy metals are basically being used. When vape started to become popular in the mid-2010s, the tiny cartridges carried big promises, right? They were presented as a healthier alternative to cigarettes and a path to quit smoking. That was, by the way, a giant lie.
Yeah,
now, researchers are coming to understand the hazards of vapes themselves. In a study last month, for example, a team of scientists analyzed the mist from popular vapes and found that they had such high levels of mercury that one researcher thought their machine had malfunctioned. Mercury, Austin.
Jeez. You thought cigarettes were bad enough.
Another studies have suggested that vaping can affect the heart, lungs, and brain. Remember we told you how toxic mercury is, like the third most toxic substance on Earth? Experts said they were worried that vaping may become harder to study after the Trump administration shut down a unit focused on smoking and health. The government has also slashed funds for programs that help young people stop vaping. Data on long-term health effects is limited because vapes are relatively new and constantly evolving. Many people who use them are in their teens or 20s, and it might take a while before further effects. It's not taking a while. They already know what the stuff does. It causes popcorn lung. Consumers also often use both cigarettes and vapes, which is also true, which makes it more difficult to isolate from vaping alone. That is true. Vaping is still less common than cigarette use among U.S. adults. However, it's much more common among children, period, than cigarettes. Even so, common sense tells you, your mom would tell you, that a superheated chemical inhaling right into your lungs isn't going to be good. Dr. James Stein, professor of cardiovascular medicine at the University of Wisconsin School of Medicine, said, increasingly research is pointing to the reality that while vapes do not contain the same dangerous chemicals as cigarettes, they come with their own harms and their own dangerous chemicals. A hint from the vape immediately stresses the cardiovascular system. Your heart rate rises and your blood vessels contract, which is what nicotine does, which can stiffen arteries in the heart over time. When you vape all day long over and over and over again, you're basically walking around with high blood pressure, Dr. Stein said. These effects could raise the risk of developing irregular heart arrhythmia, stroke, or even a heart attack. When vapes heat liquids in the high temperatures, they can release large amounts of harmful chemicals, including mercury, into the bloodstream. The liquids in e-cigarettes can also release known carcinogens like formaldehyde and acetaldehyde when heated. These are other chemicals and damage blood vessels. So when people quit vaping, they can also experience nicotine withdrawal that can increase heart rate and blood pressure, Stein said. Vaping causes inflammation to the airways and lungs so that it can become chronic. It can exacerbate asthma and symptoms of chronic obstructive pulmonary disease and can lead to a persistent cough and shortness of breath. It just goes on and on and on. He says they also found that vapes release large amounts of lead, a neurotoxin.
There you go.
Lead? What the heck's lead doing in this stuff? Think about that for a second. You know, chemicals used to flavor vapes, especially disposable ones, can also damage cell membranes. In rare cases, patients have developed lung scarring and breathing issues known as popcorn lung after inhaling diacetyl, a compound in some flavored vapes. Major vape brands currently say they have no diacetyl, which is another lie. In 2019, the outbreak of serious lung injuries, including 68 deaths, were linked to vapes that contained vitamin E acetate. Oral health, as with cigarettes, pouches, and other types of products that contain nicotine, vapes limit blood flow to the gums, which can massively increase the risk of gum disease and tooth decay, period. And it's an addiction. Dr. Pamela Ling, director from the USCSF Center for Tobacco Control Research and Education, has worked with teens who basically sleep with vapes tucked under the pillows. They can reach them during the middle of the night. They're sucking on a vape in the middle of the night. Oh, it's nicotine. 2 o'clock. Time to hit the nicotine. Well, it's 4 o'clock. Time to hit the nicotine. Do you realize how insane this is? How are you supposed to sleep?
Well, that's how it makes this. What has made them so much more addictive. I brought this up repeatedly is because normally, you know, when people use smokeless tobacco or regular cigarettes, which I'm not recommending, but you use them at certain windows of the day. So my goes has a smoke break. They smoke a couple cigarettes a day. The problem with these vapes are you're getting continual nicotine in your bloodstream all day
directly
long.
Into the bloodstream
all day long. Every single 4, 5, 6 minutes. I remember I had a good buddy of mine lives in Tampa, great friend of mine. He was dating a girl that was, I mean, she was hooked on these things. And she spent the night at his house one of the nights, and she woke up in the morning, couldn't find her vape, had gotten wrapped up in the sheets. Had a full panic attack. Yeah. Full panic attack in the morning. He goes, dude, what's the matter with you? I can't find my vape. I can't find, getting shakes already. That addicted to nicotine. She used it all day long. He said, you quickly drop that relationship.
No, I've gone on dates. You know, I'm single, I'm dating, and what's interesting about that is I've had girls get up from the lunch table, run to the bathroom, and they're gone for 4 or 5 minutes, they come back. 20, 30 minutes later, they get up again, run to the bathroom. So I'm thinking to myself, either they're bulimic.
Yeah, throwing everything up.
You know, if that's so, why am I buying lunch? I mean, that'd make any sense. You know, I've got another friend of mine who said her mom's been bulimic for 50 years. Lost all her teeth.
That's horrible, man.
Lost all her teeth. Has all these problems with esophageal erosion. She said every time she eats, she runs to the bathroom and throws up. I mean, every time.
That's miserable, man.
Yeah. And, I mean, her teeth are, like, gone. They break off on the bottom. They had all the tops been replaced. The bottom ones, basically, she has to wear dentures. The bottom ones, basically, are all rotted from all the acid that hits them every time she does this. But she considers it completely normal, her mom does, because it's something she's been doing for her whole life.
That's sad.
That's sad, isn't it? So, I mean, so we've got these people going out and doing these crazy things, and they run to the bathroom constantly, and you have to ask yourself a question. Again, is it bulimia, or is it they're vaping? And invariably, I would ask them, why are you in the bathroom again?
It's almost always vaping.
And almost always it was vaping, and if they admit to it. And then my next response is, oh, it was so nice meeting you.
This is another study that just came out talking about toxicity from machine lubricant to healthy food, how the ultra-processed seed oils have become a kitchen staple now. And it has become unbelievably difficult to go anywhere and actually find somebody that even uses butter, olive oil.
Happened to me last night.
Just talking about last night. You went to a restaurant, couldn't find anything.
I went to Beef O' Brady's,
right.
And I wanted to get their fish. And I said, okay, great. Can you cook it for me in butter or olive oil? We don't have butter.
Yeah.
You don't have butter. Well, I'll use olive oil. We don't have olive oil. What do you have? Soybean oil.
That's it.
I got them left.
Yeah. Now, it's become so prevalent now, and they're saying that this is actually starting to lead to one of the massive issues of inflammation. And they're saying now all these studies are linking seed oil consumption to increased oxidative stress, inflammation, mitochondrial damage, and cancer risk. And what's interesting about this now, listen to this. This is crazy numbers. The average American consumes 3 to 5 tablespoons of seed oil per day.
Per day?
Per day.
That's on all the processed food.
Processed food, salad dressing, the cookies, the cakes, the crackers, the breads, the milks. To consume the equivalent of 3 to 5 tablespoons of corn oil, you would have to eat 60 to 70 ears of corn a day.
That sounds healthy.
That's what it says here. It goes, to consume that equivalent has never been encountered historically as a human.
Can't do it.
You can't eat 70 ears of corn a day. It's impossible. So you're getting this ultra-concentrated oil from corn or from soybean. Said soybeans, you have to eat 2 pounds. 2 pounds of dried soybeans. Dry. Wait, 2 pounds of soybeans every day to get 3 to 5 tablespoons of oil. And they said this is the average consumed amount every single day. And we wonder why everybody's having all these issues.
It's almost hard to believe,
yeah.
Honestly. It's you kind of sit back and look at it and go, what the heck is this all about?
Well, it was originally industrial oil. It says the first major shift was in 1911 with the release of Crisco, which sold as a fake lard, entirely a vegetable oil. It was originally cottonseed oil.
Well, let me tell you how that happened, by the way. This is an interesting story. And ladies, let me ask you a question, because most people don't use Crisco anymore because it's pure hydrogenated oil. They take like any kind of oil, like soybean oil, and they bubble hydrogen through it with nickel as a catalyst at about 1,000 degrees. And that room temperature oil that's liquid turns into a hydrogenated oil, which makes it solid. When Crisco first came out, it was sold as a substitute for lard, and it was done during the war years when there was a shortage of lard and a shortage of butter. So then what they would do, they would send you margarine, which was basically Crisco, and they would give you yellow food coloring that you can mix in with it. And they said, oh, this is so much healthier for you because it doesn't have any fat, doesn't have any cholesterol. It was a trans fat. And when the FDA had to finally regulate the use of trans fats in foods over 20 years ago now, they didn't know how to do it because they said it was so toxic that no amount of it was considered safe. Years ago, I was on with Steve and Vicky in Atlanta. Now, a lot of you guys who live in Atlanta may remember that talk show. It was a huge FM station. And I told the people on the show that basically what I just told you about margarine and trans fats and hydrogen in oils and how poisonous they were. And I said, butter is better than margarine, period. And I said, if you really want to make the butter healthier, put 50% butter with 50% olive oil, stir it back up again, mix it up, bring it to room temperature, stir it up, put a little fresh garlic in it. You got a great spread that tastes amazing, but don't use margarine. Don't use Crisco. This is before the FDA started regulating it. Well, what happened is the university there in Atlanta went berserk on me because the show was so big. We had such a huge response that they called up Steve and Vicky and demanded equal time because that quack guy said, don't eat, you know, butter and use margarine. That was me, the quack guy they're referring to, which, I mean, I've been dealing with this crazy persecution forever and ever and amen. And I'm just glad that's finally over, where the people are finally waking up. So finally they called me up and they said, they want to debate you. I said, I'm not debating these idiots. I'm going to debate anybody. Anybody who thinks that trans fats are good for you, they're dumber than a box of rocks. I have no interest in talking to them. So they let them come on, and they gave them equal time. 6-8 months later, the Food and Drug Administration had come in and regulated trans fats. It said that I was right, that butter was better. And suddenly Steve and Vicky called me back up and they said, we want to have you back on again. I said, okay, great. So I think to myself, I have no idea how this is going to go. So I said, I'll do a phone interview with you rather than drive to Atlanta or fly to Atlanta. And so I was in my office right here at the house. I picked up the telephone and they said, so good to have you back on again, Dr. Brower. We got to ask you a question. This, you know, it was either, I think it was Tufts University or whether the other school was. They said you were crazy. And I said, okay, great. And they said, what do you have to say about that? I said, they're right. They said, what do you mean? Do you think they're right that you're crazy? I said, yeah, I believe that, you know, we don't have to lead the world when it comes to heart disease, diabetes, and cancer. And the leading cause of death in our children doesn't have to be cancer. And that we don't need 76 vaccines. And we don't need to take seed oils into our body with all the omega-6s, which gels up the blood. And that we don't need to be eating trans fats or hydrogenated oils because they're so toxic. So if that makes me crazy, I'm certifiable, I guess. It doesn't matter. And they started laughing. And they said, well, let's do another show. So we did another show on the top 10 foods never to eat. What's the irony here is this. I was right. And I never got an apology from that. You know, that's it may have been Baylor. It may have been Baylor. And what? It was that major university. I'll look it up here in a second. In Atlanta. And so the crazy part about it was is that here we are 25 years later, and they're still using hydrogenated oils, Austin, in food supply.
Listen to this. This says early warnings ignored the rose corn oil trial. I never heard this before. This is one of the earliest clinical trials to examine seed oil's effect on heart health. It was conducted in 1965. Participants were given 19 teaspoons of corn oil daily. 19 teaspoons, that's a good amount of corn oil, and followed. The study had to be stopped early because the group consuming the corn oil experienced significantly more deaths with heart attacks. At the end of the study, the researchers concluded, under the circumstances of this trial, corn oil cannot be recommended as a treatment for any heart disease or needs to be used. It is most unlikely to be beneficial. It is not unlikely to be beneficial and is harmful. This is 1965.
Oh, yeah.
1965, they're telling you corn oil.
Oh, by the way, I just looked it up. I think that university was Emory.
Okay.
In Atlanta. But no, but this they're telling you back, you know, 50, 60 years
65,
ago.
Yeah, 65, bro.
No, yeah, 50 years ago. 60 years ago. Not
toxic.
To use corn oil.
It's causing heart attacks in the study.
It makes your blood gel up. It's an omega-6 oil. It's not healthy. And you don't need to be eating 60 ears of corn a day.
No.
What's up with that?
Here's the problem. If you have something on a rare occasion, it has a little bit of soybean oil or corn oil in it. Your body can get the toxins out of your system. The problem with this is nobody's just getting a little exposure anymore. Like you said, 3 to 5 tablespoons a day of this stuff is the average.
Well, that's why Kennedy is so against corn, the seed oils.
Yeah.
That's why last night, all we have is soybean oil.
Yeah.
I said, I got to go. I'm going somewhere else. I'm not eating here. Why would you do that? Why would you intentionally eat food that you know is cooked in omega-6, soybean oil, canola oil? And I've gone to top-end restaurants, Austin. Nice stuff. 5-star restaurants.
Yeah.
You know, I'm all dressed up. I've got a date with me. And sometimes I got a coat and tie on. And I ask them, I need this cooked in butter or olive oil. What do you mean? We use canola oil. And I'm like, do you have butter? And most of the time in a nice restaurant, they will have butter.
Yep.
I was at a restaurant just a few months ago, and I remember I asked them, it was a buffet for breakfast, and I remember I said to them, I said, I need an omelet.
Cooked in butter.
Cooked in butter, and I need it cooked in a non-Teflon pan.
Ooh.
You thought I just asked for the moon and the star and the sun. I mean, it was unbelievable. And they go, what do you mean non-Teflon pan? I mean stainless steel.
Yeah.
So he goes in the back. Sure enough, he comes out with a stainless steel pan. I said, I want it cooked in butter. First one was so bad, he burned it all. He had to throw it away.
You cook on stainless with butter. You actually have to know how to cook an omelet.
Oh, the second one was delicious.
Yeah.
But, you know, but here's the problem. It was a high-end restaurant.
Yeah.
Why in the world did I have to ask for stainless steel and butter? It should have been using that to start with.
Because corn and soy is the standard procedure now for oils. It looked right here. It said that farm subsidies favored crops like corn and soy because they were getting massive federal grants on it. Federal dietary guidelines warned against butter and encouraged the use of polysaturated oils.
Well, and remember, these farmers that raise corn, a lot of them, especially with ethanol, get giant subsidies. Yeah. Yeah, I wish Doge would have figured that one out and stopped all that, yeah. Austin. I mean, you're getting billions of dollars in subsidies to farmers to raise corn for ethanol, and we have plenty of oil in the ground. I mean, it's unbelievable how they do this and how George Bush said, we're going to grow our way out of the oil shortage. There was no oil shortage because if you look at these giant farms, almost all of them are owned by giant corporations who are owned through BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard. If you remember this, the Kabbalist Luciferian Synagogue of Satan bloodline families control almost all of these major organizations. I quoted you a quote just a few weeks ago about how they're owned by these major bloodline families and how they basically worship the primordial serpent. I mean, the problem is every time you dig into this crap, every time, you always come up with the same stuff. It's the same group of people running everything. They love their free air. And it's unbelievable. They got to tax everything. They've got to do everything they possibly can to destroy everything that God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who know and believe and who love the truth. They've got to destroy everything. And that's what they've done in the United States. The country that I live in now, this United States of America, is not what we had back, you know, in the 60s. Now, we had our problems with, you know, with racial stuff. That was the truth. Down here in the South, it was bad. But the reality is that it wasn't that bad of a country in that you could leave your door open at night, Austin, and not worried about somebody coming in and robbing you in the middle of the night. You didn't have to have security systems everywhere. You didn't have to worry about, you know, making sure you lock your doors when you drive through the inner part of a city. I mean, unbelievable. I mean, why in the world has this happened? Well, it's because we've changed. We stopped raising little Americans.
That's exactly right.
My dad told me that. He says, why did Rome fall, Ted? And I said, I don't really know, Dad, the barbarians. And he goes, well, it was them, and that's part of it. But the reality is they stopped raising little Romans, and he got decadent. He got full of filth and avarice and greed and perversion. That's what's happened to us. And it's sad. We got to go back to Jesus Christ every day of our life.
This is crazy. It says the acetyl components, the omega-6, is basically accumulates in your body and accumulates in the fat. Listen to this. The papers show that the half-life of linoleic acid in the body is 680 days.
Long time.
I mean, it takes up to 6 years to replace 95% of it because it gets stored in the adipose tissue and incorporated in the lipid bilayers of the cells. That's why that's so inflammatory, because your body has such a hard time getting rid of it, especially when it keeps building up and building up and building up, and you eat more and more and more of it every day.
Now watch the rest. These lipid peroxidation and damaged DNA, which causes cancer, proteins, mitochondrial, even stem cells, they oxidize byproducts that have been seen linked to cardiovascular disease, cancer, and neurodegenerative conditions like Parkinson's disease and Alzheimer's disease. Stored linoleic acid contributes to mitochondrial injury, which is the powerhouse of the body.
Yep.
The damage shows up in high-energy organs like the heart and brain, contributing to widespread dysfunction and extreme fatigue.
Yep.
I mentioned that. Cardiovascular damage is amplified by linoleic oxidation with atherosclerotic plaquing. You know, I mean, just use butter. Yeah, they've got this great butter at Costco. It's out of New Zealand.
Do they?
It's unbelievable,
it's really good.
How good it tastes. And you can get it. It's pretty inexpensive at Costco. And you buy it, and it's great. Or just use olive oil. But olive oil doesn't cook very well.
You use avocado oil, too.
Avocado oil is okay, too. But the reality is, don't use corn oil. Don't use soybean oil. Don't use canola oil. Don't use that stuff. Just say, and here's how we all change this. When you go into a restaurant, ask them what oil they use.
Yeah.
And tell them no. I want butter. And if enough of you, enough of us, go in and say, I'm not doing it, I'm getting up and walking out of Beef O'Brady's because there's nothing here I want to eat or put into my body. And almost the entire staff there last night was obese because they eat
not,
there.
Not surprising.
No. And I sit and I watch it. I'm going, you know, do we not realize that certain foods cause certain problems, including obesity? Are we not going to go ahead and warn people about the side effects of certain compounds and chemicals in their food supply? And the reality is, as long as we keep everybody dumbed down, Austin, and keep everybody struggling to survive.
That's exactly right.
With two family income and the wife has to work. Remember, this didn't happen until after World War II. Women didn't go to work. During World War II, the women got put into the factories because the men were gone. And suddenly the woman was making money. Suddenly the guy comes back. Suddenly he gets a job. Suddenly there's a baby boom. Suddenly all of a sudden it's like, oh, we like having two incomes. Sometimes it's better. The Bible says it this way. Better one handful, you know, with peace and tranquility than two handfuls with strife and chasing after the wind. Sometimes it's just not worth having that swimming pool. Sometimes it's not worth having that boat. Sometimes it's just not worth, you know, going out and buying stuff you don't need with money you don't have to impress people you don't know because you want to have that lifestyle. So many people, Austin, constantly confuse prosperity with debt. Right now I've got some major dealerships that are friends of mine that I know a bunch of these dealerships around the area. And they're all hurting really bad. But boy, did they make the money during COVID.
Oh, they rape people during COVID.
And now all of a sudden, my friend told me the other day, he goes, it's so difficult. We had like 67 deals come in this weekend. Eight of them got bought. Eight.
Jeez.
We lost over 50. Like 57 of them got lost. They couldn't get them.
Well, and what's happening
now? People upside down in their cars.
Yeah, and everybody, and I've heard this report from so many people now. The dealerships have tried to spread their margins so much thicker on deals. You know, back normal margin on a lot of vehicles, you know, 10-15% maybe. Now they got to try to make 20-30-40%. So they're going in, they're not putting any money on trades anymore. And they're wanting to charge full retail for a vehicle.
No, but they charge over retail now.
Yeah, then that vehicle that they're putting no money in, they tell you it's not worth it. This truck's only worth $40,000 on trade-in. They put it back on the lot for $69,000. So they have a $30,000 margin they can adjust on.
Well, because what that allows them to do is over-allow on the purchase trade to get them out of their negative equity.
Because almost all these cars are coming in now negative equity because people had to have it during COVID. Everybody thought it was never going to end. People were paying over sticker for Honda Civics.
My buddy told me, he says, we used to see cars coming in on a regular basis that were $10,000 over as far as negative equity.
Jeez.
In other words, the car's worth $10,000, they owe $20,000 on it.
Yeah.
He says, now it's $20,000 to $30,000 over.
Gosh.
And they said, we can't get the deals bought.
No.
So these big dealerships that have to do millions of dollars in profit a month just to break even, they ain't breaking even. And, you know, and the crazy part about it is, well, I learned a long time ago, you know, when you're in business, you have cycles.
Yep.
I've taught this to Austin. Some years you do really good. Some years you have a recession. You don't do as well. Never budget your overhead to the peaks.
That's exactly right.
Because if you do that, when you hit the trough, you're going to be in trouble financially because you're not going to cover your overhead.
And that's exactly what a lot of people did during COVID. Mm-hmm. They had all this stimulus money coming in. They had all this extra cash coming in. So everybody started budgeting with their max amount of money they're bringing during COVID. It wasn't real. The money wasn't real. It was never going to last.
Well, and then what happens because of the tax structure is so unfair in the United States, they say, oh, you made X amount of money. You have that in your retained earnings. We have to tax you on all of this now. Yeah. So then the dealers say, okay, we'll take it out as bonuses to the principals of the dealerships, and they strip the cash out of the account.
Yeah.
Now, if you don't understand, you know, accounting, then that doesn't make any sense to you. But the reality is what happens is they have a windfall cash flow because of COVID. And so now they have millions of dollars in the bank, and there's like, say, three dealerships or three people own the dealership. They all take a $1.5 million distribution and pay taxes on it. But that takes that $4.5 million out of retained earnings and out of cash flow. And so now suddenly the economy crunches down on them. And now all of a sudden that money's not there anymore to fall back on because they had to take it out or get taxed on it. The tax system in the United States is so unfair, Austin.
Well, and then the dealers, too, are having these massive floor plan interest rates, too, now.
Mm-hmm.
The floor plans, I mean, they're 6-8% on floor plan now.
Well, what they do, when they come in from General Motors, I found out, they give them like 90 days of no floor plan costs.
Okay.
So that means it gives them 90 days to move that vehicle.
Okay.
After 90 days, it's floor planned. And so if you see a lot which has hundreds, if not thousands, of vehicles in some of these big dealerships,
sitting there,
if they don't move those units within 90 days,
yep,
they're going to start having to pay interest on those units.
Yep.
And that becomes a real problem because that bites right into the existing cash flow even more.
And that's just interest. That's money gone.
No, there's no recouping from that. And
no.
let's do the math. We're going to do math.
We love math.
So you've got a group of people that have worked their entire lives to save up to own a dealership. There's five of them.
Yeah.
Okay. And so the dealership is worth about $30 million. It's an expensive dealership. They've got a lot of floor plan. They've got a lot of cars. They've got a lot of allocation from General Motors.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, I'm wanting to breathe more free air. And I basically am a Kabbalist, Luciferian, synagogue of Satan weirdo, which I'm not. But I'm saying, so I say, oh, so-and-so is making a lot of money on that dealership over there. Oh, I lust, I envy, I'm coveting his dealership. We have to make sure we collapse it so we can steal it. You say, oh, that would never. Oh, come on. Are you kidding me? Look what happened to Oakley. Go redo the research on what happened to Oakley. And so when you start seeing this stuff, and now all of a sudden this dealership gets bought up, and you go, it's owned by BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard. Oh, there you go. More free air. And on and on and on it goes. Had a friend of mine. Had a huge body shop here in Central Florida. I mean, yeah, I was making money. And they came in and they bought him out.
Yeah.
Bought out of business because he had all the contracts for all of the major insurance companies. Yep. And he was a certified repair center. That's money in the bank. Well, that's just ching for these guys. All of a sudden, they buy him out. Well, within 6 months, guess who buys them out? BlackRock.
BlackRock. Or some subsidiary of BlackRock.
No, it was BlackRock directly.
Oh, it was.
Oh, yeah. And that's how they do it. They take over the dealerships. They take it over. And you say they're paying some insane amount for the dealership. Well, because they know it's going to be funny money pretty quick, but they're going to have real assets.
Infrastructure.
Infrastructure in place.
And that's where you see a lot of stuff starting to happen now. Also, one last health story. Vitamin C can regenerate genes for skin renewal, preventing thin skin.
And it also makes your wrinkles go away.
Yes. Vitamin C is extremely important as an immune booster and antioxidant.
You got to stack it with collagen.
Yes. You know, the thing is, you also got to take clinically relevant doses of vitamin C. You can't sit there and take 200 or 300 milligrams of vitamin C and expect to get massive results from it. Usually a couple thousand a day is what I usually run. How much vitamin C you run a day? You run like
I run 6,000 milligrams
a
day.
A lot.
Well, I
you
just
got to work your way up to that.
Well, no, I decided I did not like to age.
Yeah, I know you're good.
I tried it a few years ago. Aging, by the way, is awful. So I stopped doing it. I said, "Yeah, I'm not doing this anymore." So I bumped my C up, and guess what? It kind of like I've got a friend of mine. She goes, "Why is it you look younger than you did a year ago?" I'm like, I don't know. It starts to be the vitamin C.
More vitamin C.
By the way, Supreme Court issues a wrecking ball decision that sends Washington, D.C. into panic mode and could decimate the deep state. They're letting Trump fire whoever he wants to fire. Well, he has the right to do that.
Yep.
And so they're saying now that he's going to come in and get rid of all of this fat. And I'm not saying that every federal worker, every state worker working with the government is fat and needs to be trimmed off, because some of them actually work hard.
Yeah.
But what I will say this, and I saw it personally, a lot of people in these positions don't work much at all. That's why Elon Musk sent them an email and said, "Let me know the five things you did last week."
Yeah.
Not last,
just,
no, the
just
last
five
day.
Random things.
Yeah. And he goes, most of them didn't even answer. Because they don't do anything.
They weren't doing anything.
They work from home, a lot of them. They don't even show up. They just drag a paycheck every week because they don't have to produce any product. That kind of stuff needs to go away. By the way, a major study now on autism uncovers four distinct subtypes transforming the diagnosis and treatment. And now they're saying it's a genetic condition and a genetic fingerprint. Okay, let me stop you for a second. I'm going to make this simple, this whole article. There are genetic markers with kids that get exposed to mercury and heavy metals that increase the risks of autism. That is a fact. That's why you have one kid that you inject with all these vaccines. They don't get autism.
Right.
The next kid gets the autism. A lot of people, because of genetic markers, can't process heavy metals as easily as they should. And so what ends up happening is they come down with problems associated with being on the spectrum. Happens all of the time. One kid's okay, next kid is not. Until you finally realize it, just maybe none of these kids need to be injected with heavy metals. And the one thing that I learned last week that I hadn't even thought about, there was a direct correlation now between that doggone hepatitis shot at birth and autism with these kids, because you're dumping that whole load of mercury in these kids as soon
and
as
aluminum.
They're born. And
aluminum. Big dose of aluminum.
Bad product.
Hepatitis B, and by the way, the vitamin K shot also has aluminum in it.
Well, let's just stick some more heavy metals into a newborn.
Two shots, right? Vitamin K, hepatitis B. Never put either one of them, any three of my kids.
None of the four kids got any of this.
I'm not doing it. I'm like, why? Well, the mom's taking proper prenatals. Why does the baby need to be injected with vitamin K for blood clotting? He doesn't.
And why do they have to put doggone heavy metal toxicity in the baby?
Why do you got to put aluminum in and a vitamin K shot? It's insanity. So, again, my friends, keep up the truth, just like we are doing this for you every single day. Be sure to check out thebrowershow.com. Sign up for the updates. Get the Brower Show and the Health Masters email list. Subscribe to it right there at the top. And get this sent right to your email every single day. Be sure to check that out on all the different episodes we're placing on the site. And thank you guys for your support. Thank you for getting the truth out there. We got a lot of specials going on. The Prostate Support One product of the week.
Oh, great product.
Great product. So that will be going on sale later on this afternoon, probably later on this evening. I usually start doing it a little bit more later in the day now. People have asked me for that so they can get, like, for example, the Berberine Ultimate. Get it today on the last day of sale. So,
oh, by the way, Levi Strauss is closing up a major location. You know why?
Why?
Because their pants are uncomfortable. Just give me, Levi, I'm going to give you some marketing advice here. Your pants are great. They last forever, but you feel like you're walking around in a vice. It's awful. And nobody wants to use them anymore. But stretchy jeans and, you know, guys who wear those sort of pants, they're much more comfortable.
You got to have flexibility.
You have to have flexibility in them.
Yeah, we're not 1900 anymore.
No, we're not.
Lap pants.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, we don't have to worry. If something's 3/4 inch thick, it's probably not going to flex. You know, it's just give you some heads up here. No charge here. Make some pants that are comfortable and that actually stretch. Just saying. By the way, got to pray for you guys this morning, and I love doing that every day. And I thank you for your support. And this morning I covered some stuff with the ancient Canaanite religions. Go back into the website and go back into the old shows. We have a lot of that information that we do in detail. Today it was just a real quick synopsis. But if you understand what's doing this to us and who's ruling us, it starts to make more sense why we seem to be so impotent against it.
Yeah.
Just thought I'd mention it. That's why we've got to keep telling the people the truth. Get your kids off of social media. Don't give them a cell phone until they need one when they're not around you. And don't let them have unfettered access to it. Very, very,
and
very
And keep
important.
Off the soybean oil, especially young boys. Remember, soy oil is estrogen.
Basically, you're going to turn little boys into little girls. Yeah, give them soy products. Don't do that. No. Unbelievably toxic. I love you. I appreciate you. Remember, Jesus Christ is the answer for everything. And we'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Thank you, my friends. Have a good evening.
Thanks again for your support. You guys are amazing.